Shalom. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting Israel. Speaking to you on behalf of Kosher 101.9, a radio around the world, in Carlsbad, New Mexico, USA. We ourselves are located in Jerusalem, Israel. The Lost Ten Tribes went to the north. The Lost Ten Tribes were the majority section of the peoples of Israel. The Ten Tribes represent 10 out of 12 of the original tribes of Israel. They split off from Judah, from the ancestors of the Jews, and became their own entity, their own polity, their own nation. They're their own kingdom. To the north of Judah, they're referred to in the Bible in the Book of Kings and Chronicles, at some length. They were conquered by the Assyrians and taken into exile and lost knowledge of their identity. The Bible says that even though they had lost knowledge of their identity, they would fulfill an important role in world history, and that in the end times, their identity would be revealed to them once more, and also gave us indications, characteristics, and points of location so that we may identify who the Lost Ten Tribes are and let them know about who they are, about who their ancestors were. There are several points, and there's a list of them on our website, www.britam.org, which has an article, a list of biblical proofs, of 101 biblical proofs, even though there are actually much more of them, with links to, on each proof, with a link on each proof to articles where you can learn more about it and learn from inside the actual verses, according to the Hebrew, according to famous commentators, how the conclusions in which these proofs are based were reached. And at present, we're just giving you an overall summary, an overall running through the list and giving, pointing out a few points and just giving you an idea of what we're talking about. At present, we're just going to concentrate upon blessings, even though other talks and other lists of proofs mention historical behavior, recognizable symbols of the Lost Ten Tribes, and also the geographical locations. Concerning the blessings, it was said that they would be extremely numerous, that they would be amongst the most numerous peoples of the earth. If you take all of the nations whom we identify as having a substantial proportion of the Lost Ten Tribes amongst them, such as the USA and Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the Afrikaners and the British descended peoples of South Africa, the peoples of Ireland, of Wales, Scotland, England, Switzerland, France, Belgium, Holland, Denmark, Norway, Sweden and Finland, and also in other areas, so you get quite a large population, quite a large number of people, even if not all of them are Israelites, as a significant proportion of them are. And we have shown it, and we have shown how these people, these Israelites, determine the national characteristics of the nations amongst whom they inhabit, so that in some regards, the said nations may be considered as representative of these tribes, of these Israelite tribes, or giving an expression to the Israelite identity of the Israelites amongst them. It was said that they should be extremely numerous, as we said in Genesis 25:5, 22:17, 24:60, 32:12. Also see Numbers 23:10, Isaiah 10:22, Isaiah 24:16, 26:15. In the book of Hosea 1:10, it was said that the Lost Ten Tribes would be agriculturally blessed, that they would supply corn and wine and cereals and an abundance of fruits of the earth for their own usages and for the usage of others. This was one of the identifying signs of the Lost Tribes in the end times, and we can look it up in Genesis 27:28 and 49:25, also Deuteronomy 33:13-16, and Hosea 2:8. And these nations that we identify as belong to the Lost Ten Tribes, historically that is what has happened. Australia still has more sheep or more wool exports and mutton exports and beef exports In most nations of the world. It is the major wool producer in the world. The USA, thanks to its meat and corn cereal exports, manages to sustain a good proportion of the peoples of the earth, including peoples in Africa and Asia, many of whom would starve to death if it was not for the cereals that the USA supplies them, and so too of the other nations such as New Zealand and similar areas, even France in its way and historically, and other places where the Lost in Times are located. This was an identifying characteristic of the Lost Tribes, and it is found to have been fulfilled. It was also said the Lost in Times, the Israelites in the end times, most of which prophecy refers to the Lost Tribes. Judah is also part of the tribes of Israel, but Judah had its own destiny and its own task to fulfill, and Judah is often spoken of separately. Lost in Tribes, or the Lost Tribes of Israel, in the sense of being the majority tribes, would also be known for their mineral resources. Incidentally, Joseph was to receive a double blessing, and we identify the tribes of Joseph, Ephraim, and Manasseh with those of North America, the peoples of North America, and of the British Isles, and Australia, New Zealand, and those related to them. They would possess mineral resources, and these nations do possess, in their own lands, a good portion of the mineral resources of the earth, at least those that are up for being produced and that are out for export and ongoing production that may be found amongst these nations. A very significant proportion of all mineral resources comes from these peoples. And even when it does not, they have a de facto control in many cases over areas and resources in other lands where what little they lack can be maybe obtained from. It was also said the Lost in Times would occupy or have control of the strategic passes, the gates of their enemies, or the gates of those who hate them, Genesis 22:17 and Genesis 24:60. And the major strategic thoroughfares and outlets and islands and passes and so on of most hostile areas, most potentially hostile areas to the USA and to Western civilization and to Britain and to France, are now controlled by these countries. They are now controlled all by the USA. USA often has bases there. If they're not controlled by the USA, then they're controlled by Britain, usually in association with the USA. Also by France. And in the past, not so long ago, also Holland was involved in this. And these are the only group of peoples that have made the occupations of such strategic areas, such gates, such avenues of ingress and egress to strategically vulnerable areas of their potential enemies, a major aspect of their international and military policies. There have been other nations in the earth, there have been other nations that have had empires that have been world dominating, that have expanded over vast areas, but only the nations that we identify as Israelites have made the occupation of strategic points of nations hostile to them, in other words, the gates of the enemies. Only these people have made the occupation or the possession or control over such points, a point of their policy in a consistent, ongoing and conscious manner. It also says that the Lost in Tribes would control India, Egypt, that they would bring chains and slaves from Africa to be taken overseas to their homeland. And this historically is what Britain and the USA after did. Well, that was all events that were connected with the history of these nations. See Isaiah 44:28, also 43:3 and 45:14, and see our commentaries on this subject. Go to britam.org and you will find articles on this subject and references. Do it with background material and many words of explanation. It says that the Lost in Tribes, there are at least indications in Scripture that the Lost in Tribes will be ruled by descendants of David, of King David. See Jeremiah 33:22 and Jeremiah 33:26. And it says that expressly, it also mentions it elsewhere. And we find traditions that the monarchs of Western nations, especially the monarchs of Britain, but also elsewhere, are descended from the house of David. And it could also be that many of the presidents and other rulers of these nations, too, are also from the House of David, and the historical sources to justify such belief. And it says that another characteristic of them would be that they would be ruled by monarchs. That kings would rule over them. See Genesis 17:6, 17:16, 35:11. It says that kings would rule over them. A president may be called a king, but literally speaking, that is not how he is considered. An hereditary monarch, a monarch who rules by virtue of his forefathers, who is considered a king, is a type of government that is to be found in Britain. And in Western nations such as Holland, Belgium, Denmark, Norway, and Sweden, and these are almost the only nations to which this term applies in our time. It also applies to Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, who at least technically have as their head of state the monarch of Britain. So these countries are ruled by kings; they're ruled by monarchs, These are almost the only nations to which this term applies. And if you take all of the terms which we have mentioned, all of the signs and symbols and characteristics, and you take them as one whole and you put them all together and look for nations that fulfill all of them, not just one or parts of them, but all of them all together as a whole interlocking, a situation of their present-day reality, you only find amongst the nations that we consider to be descendants of lost in times, only those nations, only those group of nations who incidentally also all related to each other, interlocked with each other by ties of kinship. Only amongst those peoples do you find that all these characteristics are fulfilled at one and the same time. Thank you. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Britain, and Broadcasting Israel.